Another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. And speaking of dollars, if you enjoy this show, and if you've enjoyed the recent episodes and all the free content and reporting over on our website, fulcrumnews.com, if you've enjoyed all that stuff, please consider leaving us a tip. The PayPal tip link will be in the description of this episode. And this weekend only, if you give more than $50 to keep our show running without commercials and nonsense, give more than 50 bucks, you get a year of my newsletter. Thousands of people get the newsletter. Comes out every week. You also get my real email address and some other perks. But yeah, that membership is usually $10 a month, which obviously works out to 120 bucks a year. So you're getting a $120 newsletter if you tip $50 or more. And of course, you're welcome to tip less. But thank you for allowing us to continue putting this show out. Without annoying long ads about nutritional supplements and stuff, we want to just give you guys the news from here right outside of Washington, D.C. And thank you guys so much for enabling us to continue. And I've never been more negative on an American presidency in my entire life. I mean, what this guy has done, not just him, but the people above him. And his administration was basically built out by John Podesta. And this was reported by Politico. If you want to know what is the source for this, there was a Politico article that credited Podesta with picking more than 60 of the people in the Biden White House. So this is like a Podesta White House, Podesta's dream White House. And what have they done? Have they made the country a healthier and happier place? After Trump left office, no, they've turned it into a nightmare. They've turned it into an absolute nightmare. And absolute nightmare is what it comes down to. And you have so many crazy people saying things that are just not true. And there is right and wrong. There is right and wrong in this world. And this morning on TikTok, there was some guy in the military who was getting all aggro about my videos, my truthful videos and my journalism and my analysis, which are my, you know, First Amendment rights, as well as my job, as well as how I pay the bills. And this guy was so angry. He said that I was committing treason by not taking an experimental therapy as a total civilian, right? I'm not even in the military. As a total civilian, this guy said, you're committing treason by not taking the Pfizer jab. That's how brainwashed people are. I mean, he believes that the military has the right to force Americans to take this, and that if you don't take it, it's treason. So not very well educated, some of these people. And they've been whipped into a frenzy. They watch TV all day long, and sad freaks like Don Lemon have convinced them to do ugly things to their fellow Americans. And the majority of us are not for this. Not in Australia, not in the UK, not in the United States. 8 billion of us, only handfuls of them, 8 billion of us, only handfuls of them. And they tried to stop cryptocurrency, yet cryptocurrency is here to stay. And they tried to stop cannabis, which millions of people claim is a pineal gland cleanser and a great health aid of various kinds. They tried to stop that. Instead, it's legal now in the majority of the United States. The drug war on cannabis is essentially dead. You know, Trump never legalized it, which I think he should have done. But it's basically dead anyways. You know, you got, if you want it, you have states you can move to. And if you don't want it, there's still states that don't have it, you know, either. So, you know, I like that choice for you. You move to a place that's in line with your values. And, you know, you go back like 10 years, I thought that would never happen. 10 years ago, it seemed like the drug war would never let the East Coast of the United States get what Colorado was getting and what California had, right? Which is this tolerant culture and tolerant business climate toward cannabis. It just seemed like people here on the East Coast would never get it. And yet, sure enough, they got it. And now Massachusetts and Maryland, and I believe Maine, Now, the Eastern Seaboard is going pot, either medical or recreational, in all these states, Delaware. So, you know, we're more quiet about it here on the East Coast, but we have weed just like you guys in Colorado and California and Arizona, et cetera. And so the truthers won that war. You know, nobody ever said war is over. We won. Nobody formally declared it, but we won that one. And in the same way here, it's like there is right and wrong. Putting people in a cage for 5 years for something that's enjoyable and may even help their health and may even, you know, unbrick their pineal gland, make them better thinkers, more in tune with their intuition. You know, to say that that's so bad and it's the worst, well, it's not. It's not the worst and the worst. And in the same way, these people saying that you're a traitor if you don't take a jab to protect you against something you've already caught and recovered from. That's the other thing, is like when they make these arguments, they don't acknowledge you as a human. It's like you're a stranger telling me I'm a bad person on the internet. Yet I'm telling you specific details about my life, like I already had it and recovered, and you don't take that into account. So that's what's so scary to me. That's how I know there's probably a civil war ahead, is the two sides aren't being, there's no compromise to be made, because like there's no compromise when it comes to, I will not take something that I see hundreds of thousands of comments online that people are losing their minds and getting blood clots and losing family members who've taken the jab. Right, so that's online all night and day, and they try to cover it up on the corporate media. But I've seen it, and I've talked to people that I know personally, people I know personally and trust. So, you know, if it's just the vaccine, there wouldn't be all these horrible side effects that are being straight up covered up. And if it's just the vaccine, you wouldn't need nurses and doctors being paid on TikTok all night and day to dance around and to tell the young people to take this jab. And it's pathetic how the elite are using the political divide to try to get the young to take this. Like, oh, don't be a Trumper. Don't be a Trumper. Don't be anti-science. Don't be anti-science. Take this thing that's giving your peers blood clots. So, again, I think it's going to be a civil war because this is intractable. There's no way to compromise when I say, no, you're not putting this in my fucking body, period. Well, how do you reach middle ground? Well, we'll put it into your body, sort of. Just a little bit. No, you won't. Not at all. You won't put that fucking thing into my body at all. And the people who pushed it, every single person needs their day in the Nuremberg trial 2.0. New Nuremberg. The doctors who pushed this, the lawyers who pushed this, that sad creep who is not even an MD, or I believe he wasn't an MD at first, was a veterinarian, the CEO of Pfizer, veterinarian with creepy eyes. Borla. CEO Borla, he needs his trial. And of course, Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook, they need their trial because there are people posting for months about how their family members had died from the vax, posting for months, and none of those posts were allowed to go viral. They were sorting them out specifically, right? Censoring them. That was the early warning system, right? America's social media. We could have gotten the truth out about how dangerous this vaccine is and how it's not working as they claimed, not working well against new variants. All that stuff would have come out. Instead, Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg intentionally censored all these posts. And what about all the posts about how ivermectin was showing promising results in India? Millions of people in America could have taken it in time. It would have saved literally millions of lives potentially. And instead, they just covered it all up. Incredibly shameful. So to poison... to poison and call your fellow Americans and your fellow Westerners, there's going to be a new Nuremberg trial. And if we have to shut down the whole goddamn world to get it, so be it. They're throwing us out of our jobs anyways. So that means if you're a bus driver, hey, maybe you drive the bus far away from its station and you park it and you say, hey, I quit. My body is mine, not yours, elite. You sick elite, adreno chomo pieces of shit.